CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hi! Huh, I see the Pipers have a new gardener.
Oh, hi. God, I didn't see you drive in. I was so busy here with my rock garden. Yeah, oh boy, the work.
Well, it looks marvelous. The whole place does. I could certainly use you at our place. Jack never lifts a finger. How much do you charge by the hour?
Well, let's see.
Who are you talking to, dear?
Boy, she never misses a trick, does she? A beautiful woman.
What do you mean? Oh, Anne, it's just you.
Oh, just me? I'm not sure I like that. I'm trying to hire your gardener.
Oh, you can't have him, sir. Come on up on the porch.
Well, could I borrow him long enough to try on a coat?
Coat? Well, yep. What do you mean?
Well, Jack's birthday's coming up, and he's been wanting a good-looking raincoat. Well, I found one, but they just come in small, medium, and large. And the medium looked too small, and the large looked too big. And Jack hates to exchange things. When he gets a present, he likes it to be just right. So I took a medium, and I wondered if you'd try it on. And if it isn't right, I can exchange it for his birthday.
Oh, well, golly, I'm filthy from working in the garden, Ann.
I get medium for him and things, but Jack's bigger, Ann.
Bigger? Jack and I are the same size. Get the raincoat, Ann. Get it off. I'll wash up a bit and try it on for you.
Aren't you going to wash up, dear? Ann can't stay long.
Yeah, I'll be right with you.
Well, what do you hear from Betsy?
Nothing. Nothing. That little Dickens makes me so mad, honestly. I had postcards all addressed to us and to her grandmother's, and Aunt Effie, they were all stamped.
Yeah.
All she had to do was scribble a note, I love camp, or I'm learning how to weave a basket, or even I don't know.
I know. Listen, Marjorie's the same way. But she's gone to camp now. Well, now this is her third year.
Yeah,
I just learned to stop worrying.
Well.
Just decide no news is good news and forget about it.
Well, just the same. I mean, all those thunderstorms we've had, and they're just out here, you know, 10 miles away.
Oh, I lie awake thinking of Betsy in a tent. It's probably raining out there.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Here I am. Apparently scratched my hand on a thorn from those roses.
You put something on it?
Yeah, I put something on it.
Well, here's the raincoat. You know, I really appreciate your taking the time to do this.
Oh, no, that's okay. It's a nice-looking coat. What is it?
Raincoat. She just got to say.
Yeah, I know, dear. I know it's a raincoat.
Oh.
Yeah, I can tell from looking at it. But I meant what's it made out of. It doesn't look so much like a raincoat.
Well, I don't know. Just some new material, I guess. There's a tag on there somewhere.
Well, never mind. Button it up, dear. Wait, let's see how it looks.
Button it up? No. Men never button up a raincoat unless it's pouring. It's a casual effect that you want.
Mm-hmm. Now, just stand still a minute, dear. Just stand still so we can see something, huh?
Anne and I, look. Say, would you hold your arms out, please?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think?
It's not too tight under his arms. Seems to be plenty of room. If the sleeves are long enough, Jack's arms are longer, aren't they?
Oh.
Look.
I think the sleeves are all right. Yeah. Would you please turn around so
turn
we can
around,
see the back?
Let us see the back.
Oh, fits him nicely. Shoulders are all right.
Yes, I think Jack has much broader shoulders than...
This may
be a little skimpy for
Jack. And I wear exactly
here,
the...
Could you please walk away from us so we can see the length?
So we can see the length. Come on, dear. Put your arms down on him. Walk away a little so we can...
I think the length seems fine.
Yes, it does seem fine for him. But, I mean, Jack is a little taller, isn't he? How tall is Jack?
Well, I don't know. Jack is over 6 feet. How tall is he?
Well, he is a little under 6.
Oh.
He is exactly 6.
Dear.
I am exactly 6 feet tall.
Well, anyhow, I think I'll get the larger size just to be on the safe
side.
I would. And I do thank you for modeling it for me.
No, he didn't.
And now I must rush. I told Jack I was just dashing to the drugstore for aspirin.
Uh-huh.
So you begin to wonder what's happened to me.
Oh, thank you. Well, here, your car keys.
Thanks.
Lose those, Nick.
Thanks again.
Sure.
Listen, if you ever get tired working in your garden, come on over. I'll pay a dollar an hour.
Yeah, well, it's more than I pay him. Goodbye. Call you tomorrow, Ann.
So long.
Goodbye. Sure. Well, what is the matter with you? Ann just made a little joke, and you didn't even laugh or anything or say goodbye. Why are you glowering?
I am exactly 6 feet tall.
Oh, honey.
I am exactly 6 feet tall. Now, let us just get this record straight. For years, when anybody asks how tall I am, you always pipe up with, oh, he's just a little under 6 feet. Well, I am not a little under 6 feet. I am 6 feet, exactly. 6 feet, exactly.
For goodness sake, darling, why are you suddenly
Because for years you've been saying I'm a little under 6 feet, and I am not. I am exactly 6 feet. Even my passport says 6 feet.
Because that's what you put down. They only reprinted what you filled out on the application.
Well, all right. Anyhow, I'm exactly 6 feet.
All right, dear.
Well, I am!
Are you talking bare feet or tippy toes?
Oh, tippy toes. Look, get the yardstick. Get the yardstick now, and I will prove to you once and for all. Go on.
You astonish me by all this fuss. What is a fraction of an inch? Oh, don't take off your shoes and socks.
Would you please get the yardstick?
Back up against the wall. Hold the book on your head. Keep it straight.
All right.
Keep your feet flat on the floor. You've got your heels on the molding. That would raise you an inch.
My feet are flat. Now, just mark it with a pencil, will you? You got it?
You're stretching up.
I am not. I'm standing in a perfectly easy, natural, relaxed manner.
Dear, why are you making such a to-do? I don't care if you're 5 feet 2 or 4 feet 2. I love you just as much.
Mark it, please.
And stop stretching up. You're not 6'4". All right, I've marked it. Now measure.
Measure there. Yeah. 3 feet 5.
Six.
There. Almost 6'1". By golly. Well, maybe not 6'1", but at least it shows that I am not under 6 feet, which you've been telling everybody for years.
Well, I'm very sorry.
Now, furthermore, I'll tell you something else. Jack and I wear exactly the same size suit. His shoulders aren't even as broad as mine. I mean, I'm not mad about it, but it just amazed me to stand here and listen to you and Ann discuss your husbands. Both of you so wrong. Jack was thinner, she said. You know something? Jack weighs 15 pounds more than I do. He's got bigger legs.
Yeah.
I don't care. But you think a wife would have a little more accurate information about the man she's lived with for years.
How tall am I?
Huh?
How tall am I? Give me an accurate answer about the wife you've lived with for years. And what size dress do I wear?
You?
How tall am I?
5'4" or something, and you wear a size 20.
20? Size 20? I wear a size 12 dress, and I'm 5'6".
Well, you just bought something that was size 20.
A hat! A hat!
We're
honestly.
Size 20 hat?
Yes, honestly.
I only wear 7 3/8.
A size 20 headband for women is small. I have a small head size. It's almost impossible to find a 20.
All right, all right, all right.
22 or 23.
Yeah, okay, I see. You're right. I see what you mean.
Well, I see what you mean, too. And in the future, if anyone asks, you're just a little over 6 feet.
Well, now look, 6 feet exactly.
No,
okay. I may have been stretching a little.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.